Now, looking at the evidence we have on decision-making, particularly in Berlin and Vienna now, it seems to me that Berlin put a lot of pressure on Vienna at various points during the July crisis. Particularly, if you look at the blank check, it's not just a blank check saying, yes, we'll support you, but it is a case of saying, but you need to do it now and now or never. And there is a fear in Vienna that the ally might abandon them if they don't appear strong enough. Does that, in your opinion, constitute, to some extent, German responsibility for the outbreak of war?
I think that the Germans, in offering the blank check in the first place and then in pressing the Austrians to take action, they certainly made their contribution to the escalation of the crisis. There's no question. And, you know, it would be crazy to pick the Germans, as German propagandists did after the Versailles Treaty in the 20s and the 30s, as the innocent lambs in this story. That would be crazy. But on the other hand, I think it's not true, as some scholars have argued, including, incidentally, John Röhl, that the Germans bullied the Austrians into seeking a war against Serbia. The Austrians were grown-ups. They made up their minds about what they wanted to do as soon as the assassinations took place. You can trace this in the Austrian documents. There's a kind of group think they say, right, this time it's war. We can't tolerate any further provocations of this kind from Serbia. We've got to take action. And the language of the Austrian appeal to Germany made this absolutely clear. We know what we're doing. Will you back us? However, once the Austrians have assured the Germans that that's what they want to do, and the Germans have assured the Austrians of their support, yes, Berlin then does start worrying about the time that it's taking. I mean, the days pass, then weeks. And so the Germans get more and more anxious about their localization strategy. They think the war can only be localized if action is taken quickly. So they press very hard on Vienna. They keep on saying, when is something going to happen? What's up? What's going on? But I mean, it's not pressuring for war. It's pressuring to secure swift action, which will enable them to maintain a plausible localization strategy.